Mark chapter 2, very familiar story. You've heard it preached from many times. And I've used it in preaching many, many times. But I want us to look at this just a little bit different this morning. Verse 1 says, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay." I want to stop right there. This is a good story, and it's worth reading. But I want to just stop right there. Verse 4, it says, "And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press," when they could not come. I wish I could preach like these other preachers and some of these others has preached in this meeting, but I can just only preach my way and how God deals with me. It says, "And when they could not come," when they could not come. It was already noised abroad that he was in the house. His presence has been right here, real unto us. Amen. He's been right here. He really has. But isn't it something, even though when God's presence, when Brother Burdine was up here and Brother Ralston was up here, they were preaching to us, and it was challenging our hearts. Come on. There's more to do for Christ than just being in the house of God. Come on. I think we need to carry this gospel outside the four walls right here, don't you? I wish you'd help me. I really do. I really do. But I must say this. I feel like before we carry this gospel outside these four walls, we need to receive help on the inside in God's house. But then again, sometimes we come and we are assembled together just like we are right here this morning. And there's things that holds us back and holds us down from receiving what God is wanting to do for us. Help me. I appreciate everything that's already been said this morning. I appreciate the messages. I really do. But not only that, I appreciate the messengers. I appreciate them. I appreciate them. But today, many people are yearning to really know God and experience His presence. They are people who are hurting and suffering, and they are struggling with the task of just living one day at a time. Come on, help this preacher right here for just a little while. If there's ever been a time that we need church services where there is freedom to worship, come on, and to receive God's blessings, it is in the hour that we're living in. I feel like that we're in the last of the last days. I feel like Jesus is soon to come. I'm not here to debate over with you about how that you believe in the coming of the Lord, but I do believe that you'll agree with me right here this morning that he is soon to come. And if there's ever been a time that we need to be free in the Spirit of God, we need to be free in the Spirit of God. Come on, can you say amen? I can even feel, and even since this meeting right here has been started, that there is some of you right here that really and truly deep down inside of you, you're wanting to get free. You're wanting to get beyond some things. You're wanting to get over some things. It kind of reminds me of a time a few years ago that I went into to the emergency room there at Walton County Hospital. That I'd been called to come over there and to be with somebody, that somebody there was sick and it was having some problems. And I went over there and to be with that family, and I'll never forget it. There was an accident that happened, an automobile accident, and they come and they was a wheeling a black lady in, and you know how it is when they go to the scene of an accident. And I want to tell you, it'll make like it looks like that you're just about to die. I mean, they had this lady, she was all in a collar brace and she had her neck all wrapped up and they had her all strapped down, and yes, she might have been bruised, and yes, they might have been some wounds, and they might have been some things there that was from that automobile accident. I'll never forget that the patient that I was there to see that told me, said, well, said, go into the next room and tell them if this is really an emergency to go home and to take care of that lady there. As I went over there and I was there, and I want to tell you, there was some of the family members that coming in, and I began to pray with her, and I prayed with her, and you know how it is. You begin to pray with a black person, they begin to say, yeah, I feel that. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you, as I was a praying with her, and I mean, she was a praying and she was a talking to the Lord too. But then after a while, there were some of her family members begin to come in. As they begin to come in, some of the young men and some of her daughters, they begin to come. And I'll never forget it. They was a walking around outside the door and outside the room there. And they said, I'm going to tell you right now. Said, mother needs to sue for damages. Mother needs to sue for damages. I want to tell you, I heard that long enough. And the person that was there with me heard it. I want to tell you, we got tired of hearing it. I went back into the room, and the mother was a laying there and looked like she was a doing fine. And I said, if you want me to, I'll pray with you again. She said, come on and pray, preacher, pray one more time. And she got the children in there, and we began to pray, and we began to call on the Lord. And after we prayed, and she said, children, said, I want to tell you something before you go outside of this room. Said, I want you to listen to mother. And pardon what I'm fixing to say right here, but she said, I want you to shut up. So I've got enough damages. Said, what mother needed some healing. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, church. We've got enough damages. What we are needing is some healing. We are needing to see some people that are free in the Spirit of the Lord and in the power of God. Come on, we need to see some people that has got the liberty of the Spirit. Come on, when the Holy Ghost comes on them, hey, we don't have to sit bound, my friend. We can be free by the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, come on, I know I'm hearing some of you right here this morning that is talking to me and saying, oh, Brother Lynn, you don't realize I'm so old. Come on, we need to talk to Brother Archie Morgan about that. He told me this morning, he's told me more times than one, even since I've been here. He said, Brother Head, he said, you cannot be a wimp and grow old. Come on, can you say amen? You know what he's saying? He said, there are going to be some aches, and there are going to be some pains, and there's going to be some trouble, but you got to square your shoulders back, and you got to be man enough and woman enough to know that we've got a God on our side. And the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And it still says on us, it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, help me while I preach. Here it is. And I feel like I'm talking to somebody right here this morning. This man had to be carried by four. But they got to a certain place. And it says, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press. And for some reason or another, I feel like that's where some of you are at right now. You are up against that press. Come on, can you say amen? And really and truly deep down inside of you, you are saying, I want to move, but I can't. Come on. I don't want to live like I'm a living, but I can't seem to change. I can't seem to make a move. Come on. It's not that you're sinning, but really and truly you can remember the time when the Spirit of the Lord moved on you. Come on, and you moved out from where that you're at. Come on, you didn't have to be told, let's stand to our feet, let's praise Him. Come on, help me here. I believe these two brothers had the messages for this morning service, don't you? I believe Brother Ryan, when he mounted his pulpit, and he took those two words there, and he said, fret not. Come on, hey, what are we fretting about? What are we troubled about? Is God bigger than your problem, or is your problem bigger than God? I want to tell you right here this morning, and go on and serve notice on the devil for you that God is bigger than your problem. I don't know what you might be up against. I don't know what you might be worrying. I don't know what you might be fretting about. Come on, I know that we're living a day and an age of anxiety, my friend. I know a God this morning that is greater than your problem. He's greater than your need this morning. Help me right here. I'll tell you what I'm a feeling this morning. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost is wanting to help somebody. I'm also feeling the pressure of the enemy that's telling somebody, you're not going to be able to move. You know what I do? I surprise the devil and show the devil that I am a child of God. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord to say so. Help me while I preach. I have been delivered from sin. I'm not out on bond. Nobody had to sign my bond. I didn't have to call Brother Neil and say, come, put up a bond and get me out. Come on. I am not on parole. Come on, I don't have to get permission to come to Broxton. I don't have to get permission when I leave the state and go to another state. But there is one that has signed my pardon. Come on, and I am free. Come on. I know even myself sometimes. I've even told my wife. I said, I don't even understand why in the world people would want to hear me preach. I don't even know good English. Come on, I can't sing. I don't know one key from another. The piano's got to be way out of tune for me to know it. The organ has got to be way off for me to know it. Brother Archie, you could have blown that harmonica. You could have been in a key of D, G, E, F. I wouldn't have known it. I don't know one tune from another. Come on, help me right here. And they even tell me when I clap my hands, I'm a half a beat out. Come on. I want to tell you something. I might not can clap my hands. I might not can stay in beat. And I might not know one tune from another. And I might not be able to sing with a church choir. But there is one thing I can be. I can be free in the Spirit of God. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. Oh, Lamb of God, you know what I'm a feeling right here this morning? I'm a feeling that there is somebody that is under the sound of my voice, that there is a cry that is a coming from your heart that you are wanting to be free. And you can be free, my friend. The Bible said, who the Son set free, that they are free indeed. The only thing the devil ought to have on you is his eye, my friend, a wondering which way that you're going to go next. I'm wondering which move that you're going to go next. Come on. You know what I'm a feeling this morning? I'm a feeling that some of you, you are leaving your worries behind. You are forgetting about friend. You are looking to God. Come on. The one that is the keeper of your soul. See, people, when they're stuck, people get angry. When they feel stuck, they feel as though everybody else is a moving, and I'm not able. I'm not able to move. I'm not able to get out of this. And then when you feel stuck, it turns into stress. And stress turns into pressure. And pressure creates a stage of weariness. Come on, help his preacher. And it gets you to the place, my friend, when you are weary, nothing is exciting. When you are weary, nothing thrills you. When you are weary. Could I just make a little statement right here? Just add a little bit to what Brother Ryan was just saying. When you are fretting, nothing seems exciting. Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. Help me right here. It ain't been too long ago. I got a phone call. It's from another preacher. He was just poking fun at me and going on at me and talking to me. And he told me, he said, Brother Lynn, and he was just going on now. He said, I wish I could get you on the highest roller coaster that they got in the United States. Come on. And let it just thrill your heart. Come on. I said, listen to me, preacher boy. I said, you and nobody else is going to get Lynn head on a roller coaster. Come on. I'm not even going to ride one of them little horsey carousels. Come on. Can y'all say amen? I want to tell you something. I don't have to be on the high roller coaster for it to thrill my heart. Come on, I'm not looking for things like that to thrill me. I tell you what I'm thrilled about. I'm thrilled about that I'm serving God in the year 2009. And God has met my needs in the year 2009. Come on, help me right here. We haven't missed a meal unless we wanted to miss a meal. Come on, can you say amen? We haven't missed a bill. Come on, help me right here, for God has provided. Hey, child of God, why in the world are you worrying? Why in the world are you fretting? Come on. Come on. Help me right here. But Brother Lynn, you don't understand the pressure. You don't understand the stress. I want to tell you what's going to get rid of it is when we begin to lift our hands one more time and we begin to lift up our voices one more time and we begin to praise Him. You know what I'm a feeling right here this morning? I'm a feeling the good Holy Ghost is wanting to bring somebody out of that prison house, my friend, and to say, you free, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling so glory, God. You're saying, oh, Brother Lynn, the days of shouting and the days of worshiping and the days of praising God, those days are over and done with. Who said they was, my friend? I'm a servant of God that said that He was the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He's a God that changeth not. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. But here we are. We are up against the press. Hear me, hear me. Come on, church. Pray, pray, brothers. If you've ever prayed, pray right here. Pray right here. I've never saw a day where that the devil divides and splits and splinters like he does in this day that we're living in. Help me, help me, help me. Listen to me, Broxton. Listen to me, Calvary. Help me right for a little while. I don't want to get out of my place right here. I really don't. I don't want to get out of my league right here. I really don't. Come on, but if the devil can shatter your confidence, come on. If he can shatter your confidence in your fellow men, in your fellow brothers, in your sisters, if he can shatter those confidence, it won't be long before the devil will shatter your confidence in God. We'll get to the place where we feel like we're the only one doing this. Come on, y'all gonna help me preach. Y'all gonna help me preach. We up against that press. We can't seem to get beyond it. Come on, we can't seem to get over it. And we can't seem to get around it. Come on. I feel like right here that the devil is trying to beat somebody out of a blessing that God has got for them. If somebody were to come up to you and you knew that they were trying to beat you out of $100 and you knew that, you know what you would do? There is no way you would give it to them. But we sat right in the house of God. And when the Spirit of the Lord is wanting us to move and obey Him, we will allow the devil to cheat us out of what God is wanting to do for us. What are you trying to do, Brother Lynn? Are you trying to pump up a shout? Are you trying to pump up a run? Are you trying to pump up a praise? No, I'm not. Come on, I tell you what I'm trying to do is to let you to know and to be aware that there is an enemy out there that will steal your blessing and take from you what God has got for you right here. I don't know why I fix to say this right here, but I'm here to tell you, I feel like right here this morning that there is victory for somebody right here under the sound of my voice. I don't know what you are battling with. I don't know what you're up against. I don't know the pressure. I don't know the stress of it. I'm not walking in your shoes, but there's a God in heaven that is concerned about your need, and He's wanting you to have the victory. Come on, church. I preached yesterday morning on this time to get it into God's hand, and you know what I'm a feeling this morning? I'm a feeling the good Holy Ghost is wanting to take somebody right here this morning and to help you in your situation. Whoa, sweet Lamb of God. Help me, help me, help me. We got to get beyond the press. Hear me, hear me. I'm not your enemy. I am your friend. I am. I really am. We got to get beyond the press of stress, of pressure. Hear me. I hate to even say what I'm fixing to say, but I feel like I need to say it. We got to get beyond the press of church politics. Help me. Help me, help me. Don't y'all fall out with me. Don't y'all fall out with me. Come on. Come on. I ain't never been running for nothing. Come on, I ain't never been running for nothing. Come on, I didn't even ask to get into this. I mean, God just put me into this. God called me into this. Come on. I believe in being subject. I believe in being under submission. I believe that we all are. We all are. Come on, come on. Oh, I feel some of you want to crawfish around on me a little bit. You were coming to me, now you want to back up. Because you're wondering what I'm going to say. Come on. I'm a wondering too. Come on. So let's pray this thing through together. I want to tell you I want best for the church, don't you? Come on, God knows best. Come on, church, help me right here. But if we could get beyond church politics, if we could get beyond what he say, she say, they say, or either maybe what you said. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here, for Lord. I don't believe God's got no cliques to you. Come on, help me right here. Oh, Lamb of God, I'm a feeling good Holy Ghost wanting to help somebody right here in this house. You come on, the devil, if there's one thing the devil's going to fight, he is going to fight unity of the spirit. He's going to fight the unity of the faith. He's going to fight the unity of the brothers and of the sisters. Come on. Come on. Come on. Brother Burdine, I believe I know him good enough. I don't know him that well. Probably not as good as Brother Neil, but I believe I know him good enough. He's from Indiana, the state of Indiana. He's from up there in Indianapolis. Come on. Are you a northerner? Well, Brother Ryan, what are you? Come on. Caught him off guard. He usually has an answer like that. Come on. Help me. Help me right here. But you got to admit. You got to agree. They preach good. They preaching better than I'm a preaching. They preached to us the word of God, didn't they? Come on. Can you say amen? Come on. Help me right. Come on up here with me, Brother Ryan. Come on up here with me, Brother Burdine. Come on, y'all might be northerners. Come on. Help me, right? I'm not worried. We got one here in a blue suit and one in a gray suit. What about that? My Lord have mercy. Is that blue? Is that black? Black, blue, some color anyway. But anyhow, I want to tell you something. I need these brothers right here, and we need one another in this day and hour that we're living in. But if there's ever, what in the world's got us bound? Are you going to sit down on Brother Burdine just because he's from Indiana? Are you going to sit down on Brother Ryan just because he's a transplant from Ohio? I want to tell you something. As long as they are living right, as long as they're not a covering their sin, as long as they're not a hiding nothing, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand up with them. I'm going to lift up, sweet Lamb of God. I'm feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning in this house. Woo! Sweet Lamb of God. Come on, church. Help me, help me, help me. Where some of us are at, the reason we cannot move. I don't know how much time I got. I wasn't told this morning. But the reason some of us can't move, we are hiding behind our bandages, where we have been wounded and where we have been hurt. Come on, come on, come on. Help me here for a little bit. Help me for a little while. And that's the reason the devil keeps us pressed down. Come on. We're just like Lazarus was. Lazarus was raised when Jesus told him, said, Lazarus said, come forth. And he come out of that grave. Come on, he was resurrected. We cannot deny that. Come on, help me right here. But Lazarus, he was still wrapped in those grave clothes. He still had that napkin over his eyes and over his face. Come on, can you say amen? Even though Lazarus might have been lifted, he was limited. Come on, can you say amen? He was standing, no doubt, erect, but his hands was by his side. His feet was not a moving. Come on. As long as those hands are bound, you're not going to be able to do a work for God. You're not going to be able to lift your hands and praise him. You're not going to be able to lift those hands and give him glory. You're not going to be able to lift those hands. You know what I'm a feeling right here this morning? I'm a feeling that the good Holy Ghost is a wanting to give us a lifting up right here this morning. I don't know who that you might be, and you might be bowed down in the spirit of infirmity, but I'm feeling a lifting right here this morning. And you don't have to be bound. You don't have to hide your wound, and you don't have to hide your scars and your hurt behind those bandages. Sweet Lamb of God, you know why they have. Oh, I'm a feeling the Lord right here this morning. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is going to unravel somebody and to set them free. But Brother Head, if it hadn't been for Brother Burdine, if it hadn't been for Brother Ryan, I believe I could get in more with you. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Come on. No, you wouldn't. If Brother Neil, I'm just using you, Brother Neil, I'm not picking on you. If Brother Archie Morgan had got up here and preached, come on, it wouldn't have been no different. It wouldn't have been no different. Come on, help me right here. Help me right here for just a little while. I'm a feeling the Lord is a wanting to do something right here that is under the sound of my voice. You have been lifted. We can't deny that. Come on, but you are limited. Come on. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. But Brother Head, are you saying I'm backslid? Are you saying that I'm not saved? I believe that when Jesus said Lazarus to come forth, and when Lazarus got out of that tomb, I believe no doubt he was saved. Come on. But he was shackled. Come on, can you say amen? The devil doesn't care. I say that you say that you're saved just as long as he can keep you shackled, my friend. Oh, glory to God. Come on. I feel like I'm a wasting a little time right here for some reason or another, but then again, I'm a feeling a pull of the Holy Ghost right here that is a pulling on somebody that you want to get beyond that press. I would to God right here this morning that you could get beyond me, you could get beyond Brother Burdine, and you could get beyond Brother Brian, and you could reach out into the heavens and look into the heavens and realize it's your help that
that it cometh from the Lord. I believe I'll look unto the hill for which cometh my help. My help is coming from the Lord.
We come to the press. And you know where some of us are at? We're thinking about the stress. We're thinking about the pressure. We're thinking about a lot of things. Come on, come on, come on. We're thinking about the economy. Come on, and Brother Ryan's already said something about that. Come on, don't tell you some church. You might as well forget about your other stimulus check coming in the mail. Forget it. I don't care what Obama said. Forget it. That is not the answer. That is not the answer. Come on. I was looking for a sport coat here a while back. They had it marked down. And then Arlene had a coupon on it. And I got it real cheap and real reasonable. That's just about the way I buy all of my clothes, Brother Neil. And up there, the cashier told me, he was a black guy. And he said, that's your stimulus package from Obama. Come on, that's it. I want to tell you, if you're going to get a stimulus package, you better be finding things on sale and get you a coupon to go with it. Come on, that's all the stimulus you're going to get. But I want to tell you something. I'm glad I don't have to look for things like that when I'm a wanting things from the Lord. And I'm a feeling a cry that's a coming out from some of your hearts right here this morning. I'm a feeling that cry. And you're wondering if I can get beyond it. You're wondering if I can get over it. Come on, help me right here. But I'm going to tell you what I'm a feeling. I'm a feeling the third person, the Godhead, that is a challenge in somebody's heart right here this morning. Come on. You know what it's going to take to have a Holy Ghost interruption and a Holy Ghost move of God is for somebody to obey the Spirit of the Lord and to accept a challenge and say, I'm going to be the one that's going to move out. I'm going to be the one that's going to step out. Come on, I'm forgetting my troubles. I'm going to leave my worries behind. I believe I'm just going to lift my hands toward heaven. I believe I'm just going to walk right out of this valley. I believe I'm just going to praise God. I believe I'm just going to, you know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling that there's somebody right here this morning that is a wanting to do that. Come on. I will help me, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord. And the devil is so afraid that somebody's going to obey God this morning and get help from God that he really doesn't know what to do. But you know what I'm going to say one more time? I'm going to say that somebody's right on the very verge. You're right on the very brink of standing to your feet and of lifting to your hands and of walking right out of that situation that you are in by the help and the grace of Almighty God. Woo! Just forget about the blue. Just forget about the gray coats. Come on. I'm kind of like the old grandma that done got up in her 90s and the soldiers come marching by. And she heard them and she saw them as they was marching by her little old house. And she come out there and she's on the front porch. She had a broom in her hand. And they said, Granny, get on back in the house. She said, you're not able to help us and do nothing. Come on. She said, I might not be able to help and do nothing, but at least I want the enemy to know whose side I'm on. Come on, come on. Come on. Hey, let me get by. Excuse me, Brother Neil. When we get over here with men like Brother Archie Morgan, come on. Might be looking a little pale in the face. Oh, he's going to stand up and I'm not even going to have to ask him. Come on. He's in the fight. He's in the battle. He got up here the other night blowing that harmonica. And the other young man is standing up there with him a blowing. He gave out of air. Come on. He had to quit. Come on. But you know what? Brother Archie was telling us young people, you might not appreciate this man right now, but there's going to come a day you better be listening to what he's a saying. You better listen to what he's a telling us. Come on. I want to tell you, he's been an inspiration to many of us. You know what he was a saying when he was a blowing that harmonica? He's a wanting the devil to know whose side that he is still on. Come on, can you say amen? When Brother Edward Day, come on up here with me, Brother Edward Day. Come on, he might not be able to hear good right now. He might not even hear me right now. Come on, help me right here for a little while. It might be a little bit aggravating for him to go back out to the PA system and have to plug yourself in to where that he can hear. But let's put up with that aggravation for a little bit longer. We need this man right here. We need him in the fight. We need him in the battle. Come on, it still thrills my heart to hear him to get up and testify back then when he was redheaded, when he had a temper, when he had anger in his heart, but where God sanctified him and delivered him and set him free. Thank God he's still in the fight. Come on, oh glory to God. But come on, church, we cannot afford to be bad. Oh glory to God, I'm a feeling the kind of glory of God right here this morning in this house, my friend. I'm a feeling that there are some of you that you are wanting to be liberated by the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Now hear me, church. Hear me, church. Listen to me, young people. Don't think you're the only one that can shout. Don't think you're the only one that can run. Don't think for 1 minute that you're the only one that can move a service. These older ones have still got a shout in them. Are y'all getting the message? Are y'all getting the message? Come on, come on, come on. I was in a revival sometimes back. There was a man there that had suffered from a stroke. I want to tell you, I was a preacher. He got up and he run. He was dragging one leg a little bit, but he was a running. And toward the end of that service, he testified. He said, I want to tell you, Brother Lynn, I'm the fastest runner in the church. Come on, he said, because I'm the only one running. I'm the fastest runner in the church. Come on, come on. But did you know where some of us are at? We've come to that press. Let me talk to the senior citizen a little bit. You don't have to raise your hand. I want to tell you why you don't have to sit still. Just because you don't move like you one time moved. I've seen the Holy Ghost get on some of you. And I know your body had arthritis in it. Or you had one of them riders, brothers, about you. It might have been bursitis in the shoulders. It might have been arthritis in the joints. I don't know. I've seen the Holy Ghost get on some of you, and there was nothing that could keep you back. There was nothing that could keep you down. Come on, can you say amen? But what have we got to do? I'll tell you what we got to do. We've got to get beyond the press. We've got to get beyond some indifferences. Come on, we got to get over some hurts, and we got to get over some wounds. Come on, can you say amen? Glory to God. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here. But I'm also a feeling that there is somebody right here that is under the sound of my voice that you're wanting to get up from where you're at. Come on, you're wanting to be loose in the Spirit and the power of God. Come on, you know what I'm a feeling here this morning. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost. Hey, you don't have to wait for a special song. You don't have to wait for the piano player. I'll tell you what you need to do is to move when the Spirit of the Lord is wanting you to move. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here this morning in this house. Woo! Hey, what's holding you back, child? You've got a right to praise Him. You've got a right to worship Him. Come on, somebody give me a piano player. Somebody give me a song. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is wanting to move. And the Holy Ghost is wanting to work. Come on, I see you back there, Brother Travis. I'm glad for what God has done for you. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. Don't draw back on the Spirit of the Lord. Come on. I'm glad for what God has done for Paula. I want to encourage Paula to go on and entertain the Spirit of the Lord and receive all that we can from the Lord. What keeps us down? What? keeps us bound. We've come up to the press, and we're looking at the press, and we're thinking about the press. And I feel right here this morning, some of you old ones, and we need these old ones. We need them. We need you in the battle, and we need you in this fight. We need one another in this day and hour that we're living in. Come on. But for some reason or another, and I'm not a prophet. Don't think that I am by no means. But I feel like that there's some of these old ones right here, you're not able to run. And we know that. We know that age has crept up on you. And we know, and God doesn't hold you accountable for that. But I feel like there's some of you that you just want to walk around. And you want to get your hands in the air. And you want to give Him praise. And you want to give Him honor. And you want to give Him glory. Come on, they're still in the race. They're still in the race, church. They're still in the race. Come on, come on, come on. But what makes us so bad and what makes us so drastic is the fact some of these older ones, they've got a longing and desire in their hearts that they are wanting to do something. And us younger ones, we are capable of doing it. But then we hold back. Come on, it lets me to know that we are bound. Come on, help me right here. But did you know what I'm a feeling this morning? I'm a feeling the liberating of the Spirit and the power of the Shekinah glory of Almighty God right here in this house. Sing, children, sing. You go watch them dance. Why not come on and get in it? Come on, why not come on and enjoy the blessings of the Lord? Come on, if you are here this morning and you got a need from God, you know what I do? I have my hands in the air. I begin to praise Him. I begin to walk around. I begin to do something to give God glory and honor right here this morning. Obey God, obey God.